is Hoover Power Podcast, episode 24. Today is October 7th, 2008. Today we have wonderful websites, social studies, splendid science, booming book review, local news, and marvelous math. So get some peanuts and listen to the show. This is Nick with our school news. Our school news this week is parent-teacher conferences. Conferences are being held different times this year. Every teacher has scheduled a night or nights to visit with your parents. A conference is when your parents come to school and see how you are doing. It gives you and your parents a chance to see how you're doing in math, social studies, and more. At the end of each quarter, you will get a report card. A report card shows all your grades. See you there.
Hi, this is Sarah with Math Podcasting. Did you know the calendar was invented by the Egyptians over 6,000 years ago? In math, we are learning about the calendar. Do you know there are two ways to remember how many days are in a month? The first way to remember is using your knuckles. First, you put your knuckles together and name the farthest left knuckle, starting with January. That month has 31 days. Starting from that left knuckle, keep naming the months, including the gaps between your knuckles. So if the month lands on a knuckle, it has 31 days, and if it lands on a gap, it has 30 days, except February, because it only has 28 days. The second way you can remember is doing a little rhythm, and it goes like this. 30 days have September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, excepting February alone, which hath but 28 in fine till leap year gives it 29.
Hey, this is Allie. Did you know there's an awesome book called Nikki Deuce, Welcome to the Family by Stephen Sherpa? If you didn't know about this book, you have got to check it out. It's full of laughter, excitement, adventure, and friendship. Here's a sneak peek of the book. It's about Nikki staying with his grandma for a week, and he needs to find out if it's his friend or his foe. Sound cool? Check out this book.
Hello, I'm going to tell you about social studies and the Appalachian Mountains. You may not know, but the Appalachian Mountains are as round as an apple. They border the coastal plains on the east side of the U.S. Also, the Appalachian Mountains are one of the oldest mountains on Earth. The mountains are at least millions of years old and nearly 20,000 feet high. The Appalachian Mountains is a forest mountain. It's really covered in forest and grassland that have grown thick over time. That's the Appalachian Mountains. Don't forget it!
Hey parents and students, have you heard about the latest craze, Webkinz? Kids can design their own room and play games, earn money, and you can mine for gems and get the legendary Crown of Wonder. Webkinz are stuffed animals. With the animal, you get a secret coat. Log on to webkinz.com and enter your secret code. There are about 179 Webkinz. Some of them are the pug, the golden retriever, the Lilkins cow, and the cheeky monkey. Webkinz is a fun website for kids, and it keeps your kids busy. You can buy Webkinz at many local stores. Bye.
Hey kids in science, we have been talking about vibration and sound. Pitch is how high or low something is. A more specific word for yowd is volume. Sound travels from waves. Timbre means how good a sound is. Did you know that your vocal cords vibrate when you talk? On a string, the thicker one has a lower pitch. The thinner one has a higher pitch. Bye-bye from Mickey.
Hi, this is Riley. You might like the books at your house, but the public library has lots and lots of books. In fact, they have over about 161,000 items. If you're worried about the cost, the library cards are free, so you can get books for free. You heard me right. F-R-E-E, free. The library is located on 400 Willow Avenue. They are open Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday through Saturday from 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Sunday 1 p.m. through 5 p.m. They have lots and lots of events throughout the month. Authors have come to the library. There is story time for young kids and events like game nights for youth of all ages. When you get the books, you can keep them for 3 weeks, and you can get as many as you want. You should go there and get some books, because they have great ones. Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to our 24th episode of the Hoover Power Podcast. Tune in next week.